Rechnisch was, wie Maria von mich so Pilchas, Rechnisch was, die alle Schöne, was Jeschua fallet, bevor Schleimel ist Lomen, Schlomo Salmen, Ben Rassia. Rassia. Okay, Rosa. So, we are still in packet one. We had lunch here already like last week on Wednesday. So today we continue. Okay. So we mentioned that there is two types of bittul that we were talking about. One is bittul berov, which means that if you have three pieces of meat and they all look the same, but two are kosher and one is not kosher. I told you in the old days, there used to be a store here called McDonald's. It's there for many years. It also has not been here for many years. So if you would say you got two hamburgers from McDonald's and one from McDonald's, and you take away the wrappers and they all look the same. So, midaraisa, you could eat all three of them. You could eat, even though vada, you're eating treif. It's an unbelievable thing. You're vada eating treif. But that's the din of bittul berov. And the lashon is that the rishonim is that the heter, the isun hapich lios heter. Yeah, let me show you that lashon here. Look on page five, the Rush. Two lines from the bottom. Three lines from the bottom. Shum digzeres ha-kosuk hu dixiv achari rabim hato silka chad betrei botel de nepach iser lios heter. Nepach iser lios heter. And that's a digzeres ha-kosuk. We're going to see later in this packet that if you don't believe in this, then you could be called an apikoros. There was apikoros is not only when you have a free thinker, but if you want to be firm within the Torah, you're also an apikoros. Torah says it's batal, it's batal. So you want to be machmir. What right do you have to be machmir? And the other example that we gave was if you have a piece of meat in the street and you're not sure is the meat kosher or not. So this community has nine kosher butchers and one treif butcher. So you have a right to assume that it's coming from the nine kosher butchers. But that's not bittul berov, because there it's one piece of meat. The question is, where did it come from? So that's the kalal called azlina basaruba, called the parish meruba parish. That if anything is coming out of the from where it was originally, so we don't know. Did it come from the treif butcher? Did it come from the kosher butchers? So you have a right to assume that it came from whatever is the majority. The majority is kosher. Now, and we mentioned at the end of this year that Reb Shimon Shkab said the following, that in the case of bittul berov, that it's all together, so then you'd vada eat treif, but it's mutter. Nepach is el yos heter. But say over here, you ate that piece of meat in the street, and it's kosher. You have a right to assume it's kosher. But say somehow later in time you find out that it really was treif. Say somebody comes later and says, you didn't know this what really happened, but I'm going to tell you what really happened. And somebody put, it was really treif. You had a right to eat it, but still, Rav Shimon Shkab says you need kapara. because the mice you ate treif, different than the case of the three pieces of meat, because there is heter isin is hapach leos heter. So that's what Rav Shemesh Kopp said. Now, if you look in the Rav Chaim Brisker, Rav Chidushi Hagrach on page 8, he explains that where do these halachas come from? They all come from the construct of Bezdin. Say you have Bezdin, right? So, say for Dinei Nefashos, you have a Bezdin of 23. And 20 people vote one way, and 3 people vote the other way, right? Or say, by Dinei Mormonos, you have a Bezdin of 3. So, say 2 people vote one way, one person votes the other day of who owes who the money. So we follow the rules. But Tosis and Bava Kama asked the famous question on page 8, with 2 lines in the bottom, quoted by Reb Chaim, V'nira dine b'tosis hikshu, eich mahani rov v'dayona b'momon, ein holchi b'momon achar harov. But b'momon, you need 2 aidim, you can't just follow rov. Because shot is, when you have a Bezdin of 3 or 23, so once we have the din of Rov, we say now the whole Bezdin is poskening this way, even though the vote was 20 to 3. We don't say the Psak is only coming from 20. The Psak comes from the whole 23. So he says, "Nira devrei, nira de beruba, ika trei gavni, shu mevaru machrias hasafik." Number 1, 2, b'miti lo shayf klal safik gam shchita samani ruba kukulo. Okay. B'kitzer, the idea is that we both things are going on over here. That ki'ilu the miyat is batal barov, right? So now it's all 3 dayana. We're 20 to 3, it's all 23. So that's going on in the process of Bezdin, of bittul barov. And then we follow the Bezdin. Okay, but that's Ruba, then we say Ruba Kukulo. Okay, but that's Right, because you need a Sanhedrin of 23. If only 20 voted one way, you didn't have a Sanhedrin of 23. In other words, so that's what's happening in the Sanhedrin, that the Miyat becomes like the Rov. So we don't say the Psak is coming only from 20. It's coming from, because once you say there was 20 and 3, and now it's one mixture, so now it's the 3 take on the character of the 20. And now the Psak is coming from the whole Bezdin. So first step is to say, well, what are we, that we found the halacha is like the 20. That's the first step. And then the second step is, because we follow from the Rov, that's sort of like as Lina Basaruba. We follow the Pesach based on Rov. That's like the piece of the meat in the street. And then we say that the three Dayanim are bottle in the 20. And now we say it's all 23. And that's the Din Bittul. So both these halachas of Bittul come from the Sanhedrin. First thing is, what's the halacha? Like the 20. But then, in the second stage, is to say that the Psach is not only coming from the 20, but the three is Bittul, like the case of the Bittul, like the three pieces of meat. No, because Rove means when they all got together. We all got together and they discussed it, and then they came to. So then we say it's coming from the whole. That's what a Sanhedrin is. That's what a Bezdin is. It's coming. Right. It's coming from all three. Okay. Yes, Avram.
So would that mean that we're not even chayshish for their opinion? You know, like a lot of times when you make a psak, you say, "Yeah, this is this," but we want to be above and beyond, so we're going to be chayshish for their opinion. So are we saying when they're butthole, we're not even be chayshish for their opinion? Is that what we're saying?
Right. Basically, we're saying the psak now comes from the whole bezdin. The bezdin of 23. 20 voted one way, 3 voted the other way. But in the end, all 23 Dayanim are paskening on that way. They're bottle the roof. That's the concept of Bezdin. That when you're part of the Bezdin, we follow Rov, and that's how it works. And so the Psach, then we say is Hapech. Oh. So there is a famous Machlokas, and there is a famous Machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashi. Let me ask you a question. First of all, the case of the McDonald's and the McDuffins, right? So could one piece per person eat all three, or do you have to give it to different people? What's the pashtus? One person could eat all three. And can one person eat all three at the same time? Pashtus, yes. It's right. If it's really in his hapech, pashtus, yes.
Well, if you can't stack all three at the same time and take one bite like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Why do you have one of that?
What do they call it? The burger deluxe? No. What's the burger deluxe? Lunch special. No, across the street. Lunch special. Burger deluxe.
There's a suffix.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're eating treif. Mom is eating treif, and it's still kosher.
You don't say that
you're saying. No, because already, the bittul already took place. Yeah. Let's look at the Rosh. Aval yochel shloshtem ke'echad ke'ochel kad mitarovus harishon v'halichad seder. Page 5. The Rosh. Aval chad b'shrei b'dovi yovish nafilu k'drabon b'otel. Bo mishum sveik esherin, nafilu ochel lechad ha'chad 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 sveik o sveik ha'reis l'chom ha'al mishum b'tzeres ha'kosuk. See v'achari rabim l'hatu suk ha'chad b'shrei b'otel. Nebuch is this head of mutter lochla mafilu kulon keachas. Filu kulon keachas. Right? Could have the what? Is that the deluxe? They stack it up. How are you allowed to do that? Because it's a pasuk of chumash.
So the Rosh is from
Sapphic. What? The Sapphic.
Yeah.
So you can't do it on purpose because Eim Mevatlin is a lechatchim. We have a concept in Yiddishkeit of Eim Mevatlin is a lechatchim. So,
but Rabbi, is that din of Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Achila Midor Rabbanan or Midor Raisa?
Oh, excellent question. Is the din of Ein Mevatlin Avi J. Schwartz? Is that Rabbi Avi J.? Avi J. Schwartz, I like the picture. Avi J. Schwartz asked me, is that a din Daraisa during the Rabbanan? So most Shittas say that Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Achila is only a din Darabanan. Not a dindarais. So it means, as far as the Torah is concerned, again, there's a no, it's sheikas that hold it's daraisa, and then there's another Behuda that says there's a difference between yavish, yavish, blah, blah, blah. Can't do everything at once. We can maybe eat the burgers at once, but I can't explain everything at once. So that's what the Rosh Hashita is. The Rosh Hashita is you can eat it all at once. So midaraisa, I tell you, you're hungry. I told you the example. One year I finished B'dikas Chametz late, and the calf is closed. And I don't eat dinner before, you know, B'dikas Chametz. The calf is closed. Pretty closed. So I went to McDonald's. They were about to close, and I got some food. So say, who you tour? This is not true. It wouldn't have been enough hamburgers and dovets. You go to McDonald's, get another hamburger, now you have three. So obviously, it's not going to be because you know which one is which. So if it's nicker, then it's not bottle. And then midrabanan, you're not allowed to bevatel listen lechatchila. But midaraisa, you can bevatel listen lechatchila. So you go and get two kosher hamburgers. Those are the last two hamburgers in the store. And then you want to eat three, so you go to the treif store. So midaraisa, again, practically it's not going to happen for a lot of different reasons. So don't walk away thinking that you're going to do this. Okay, conceptually, you could do it. Conceptually, not practically. And again, but we're not mivatel lechatchila. I mean, true, we're not mivatel. It might only be a din rabbanan, but still, a mivatel is a din rabbanan. But you should. But practically, it is not. But I explained to you, taruvus is the concepts. You're understanding the concepts. That's why, like the Rebbe said, and that's why I feel as well. That you should learn taruvus before you learn basa b'cholov, because you have to learn the yisoidus are all in taruvus. Basa b'cholov is one application of taruvus, but the yisoidus of havana is all in taruvus. Why is the Shulchan Aruch written in that order? Because the Shulchan Aruch was giving you like just the piskei dinim. It wasn't a shir, and you know. So it was written. I don't want to. Yeah, that's the way it was.
So this is even according to Rav Shimon Shkop?
Yeah, even according to Rav Shimon Shkop. Because Rav Shimon Shkop only said you need kapara in the case where you found a piece of meat in the street. One piece of meat. So, and you ate it because there were nine kosher butcher stores in the area, one trafe, so you can aslin and basaruba, called the parish meruba parish. But in a case where it's a Vade treif, but it was in a taruvus, Vade treif in a taruvus, so then, and you're Vade, you need treif. Even Rav Shimon Shkop said, you don't need to clap al chet. Al chet shenatanu fanechem b'machal u'mishta. I'll show you. You know what? Let me show it to you now.
And then Rav Ram's Shaila of Timtum Alev would also be?
It would also be, yeah. Well, let's look.
Needs Hezbe.
Let's look. First, take a look. Let me show you.
Even without taking anything out, you say?
Right, even without taking anything out.
Rav Shimshav Kop is on page 10.
Yeah, but let's see. I want to show you something. Page 31. Yeah, 1 second. First, there's a famous Shalach HaKadosh. You should see the Shalach HaKadosh. Take a look on page 30. The Shalach HaKadosh. In Ois Tzadi Aleph. Tzadi Aleph. V'azeh shamati bir hamamer brochas per kamam rabchiyah mishmei de'ula godol hanene miyigiyah yigiyah yosem yirei shamayim. So the simple pshat means that if you have a parnasa and you make money from a parnasa, so that's gadol from someone who doesn't have. Dil gabi yishamayim k'siv ashrei kol yirei Hashem. Dil gabi hanenem yigiyah k'siv yigiyah kapech sochach ashrecha v'tovlach. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh v'tovlach l'olam haba. Ad kan. What does it mean that a person who has nenem yigiyah kapu means he has a job and he has parnasa? He's better than a yirei shemayim. Why isn't that guy also called a yirei shemayim? Okay, nech yeh adiv yirei shemayim. So me'achas shehu choter. Av shenenem yigiyah el al korcha tzarich lomar shugam yirei shemayim. Okay, my rebusa du gadol el yirei shemayim kolmar. So he says, no, you know what this chazal means, this shalosh says? Yirei Shemayim says like this. He sees a piece of shaila, so he's not sure, so he just throws it out because he's afraid to do an avera. So he throws it out. Mishamachmir matrif. Have a god, but the high madrega, have a god of men, misham yageh betorah. The low made action is bar lo shemutar bachila. The high madrega is that he schwitzes to find the heter. So he's nenem yigia kapo. He's nene from his schwitzing to find the halacha. Kiadov rav lo batora. As ashrov ba'olam hazeh shu nene meyachila. Ketov lo lamabash also patora. So he's better. But there was one guy. He just says, okay, I don't know. Throw it out. And the other fellow says, no, I'm going to try to find out what really the halacha is. And then I'll be able to eat it. So he learns Torah and he is able to eat it too. You know, he eats the cake too, so to speak. So he's godol hanene migia kapo. He's nene from the fact that he was matriach and learning more than the Yirei Shemayim. Because the Yirei Shemayim, okay, he'll get schara the olam haba that he was pachad me'avera. But this fella will get schara the olam haba that he learned Torah, but he'll get olam hazeh too because he also got to eat the piece of meat.
I'm Rebbe, it sounds like Rebbe often says that, you know, any gadol can, you know, say this is usher, but it takes a real gadol to find a heter.
So that's the Shalach HaKadosh. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, v'tov loch ba'olam haba.
Yeah, this applied to Bittul?
So yeah, so one second. Yeah, okay, one second. So let me just finish and I'll be happy to. So take a look here in the B'nai Yisachar on page 31.
What packet are we in?
Packet number one.
No, must have a different packet. Oh, looking at Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, we're not in the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah is the other shit.
Yeah,
look what the B'nai Yisachar says. Vata. Be'aroi l'chal l'zboni. Kevin sh'adover hazeh u'be'es Hashem yisbarach. Shu mazmin hadover ha'issa sh'yisarev barov heter. B'chteishin yiyed niter b'achila. Hashem was mazmin that the tray thing should be mixed in the kosher. Ki yodeh Hashem yisbarach sh'ezeh u'mechal habira ha'nimtzol Yisrael. Okay, mitzvah hu b'davke sheyochal Yisrael hachaticha hu v'lo yachmer. Ki inin shenemar she'omru chazal godel hanene b'yigia yosem yirshamayim perish b'zeh harav ha-kodesh b'al ha-shalom nene b'yigia haino sheyaga es atzma b'torah v'yodei lahachshir ha-machal al-pi ha-torah v'gam sheyish b'toch ha-machal dover yisr v'nishav leheter al-pi klole ha-torah. So the shalah, the B'nai Yisachar uses that shalah and applies it to Bittul. Adam is a ochel hamachal v'nenim imenu. Inei hu gadol min hayei shemayim hamachmer. Hu kidreinu mamash. Liyot hadover hazeh nesiva meis Hashem ish sibar hamachal ha'isra hu. Luzchus yechoshav la'odem ochel al-pi ha-torah. And then he says, you know, ki zbaru ha-nitzotzim, ha-kdoshim, whatever. Hu gadol min hayei shemayim she'enu rotzal la'chol. Yitam sheyesh bo taruvas isra. Aben Hadover. Okay. Daiti Hatsira. Listen now what he's going to say. Eze Mider Chachasidus. Mashakama Noshim Nogim Silsu Ba'atzma Shlochum Mutshum Machel Shaya Olof Shevas Chachem. Agam Shehu Dover Poshut Mavur Dino Leheter. Gon Algide Taruvus Beshishiv Kayotzi. Daiti Adraba. Mitzvahu Yochal Anovim Vizbol. Kiyunusiva Meis Hashem Shay Yoshuv. Ha'isil heter v'ispar al yidei achilas Yisrael. Masha omru chazal lo achalti v'behei b'shahor v'chacham and edavka milsa d'talya b'svara. In other words, the Gemara says that there's a chumra that you shouldn't eat from a behei b'shahor v'chacham. In other words, there was a shayla in the behema. And the Chacham Paskin, it was mutter. So the Gemara says, still it's better not to eat. So why is this not called the Behema Shehora Chacham? No. So he says, that's only if there was a Shaila and he had to use a Svara to be Makel. So then, you know, a Svara, you know, maybe the Svara is not right. So, you know, don't get involved. But this is not, nothing to do with Svara. This is Pashut, that it's Bittul. Bittul's Pashut. So Mimela, Faker, you should dafka eat it.
Rabbi, if I may, the Svara of Bnei Yisachar could apply, according to Rav Shimshon Kopp, only on Bittul Berov, but not on Parish Meruba.
Right. In other words, you're saying on Parish Meruba, in other words, Rav Yosef Katan is saying, what if you have a case where a person sees one piece of meat in the street? And he knows that he's in a frum neighborhood. So most of the butchers are kosher. Most of the butchers are kosher. He's a frum neighborhood. So, but say he's just trained. So Rav Yosef Katan says, according to Rav Shimon Shkop, that if in reality it was taka treif, and you need kapara, so then maybe there could be a svara to say that if he wants to be machmir, that he could be machmir. Maybe. But that's the case of Bosachor Shachor Bochachm. I'll tell you a good story. About Bosachor Shachor Bochachm. This story goes back many, many years. The story took place in the 13th Avenue in Barabach. It was a day or so after Yom Kippur. And I was walking with my good friend, Rabbi Harari. We were walking in the 13th Avenue to buy Lulav and Esrog. It was like the day after Yom Kippur. Okay? Well, this is the story. So we were walking down the street. And who do we bump into? No. Ben Shlomo Kalbach. The Shlomo Kalbach, singer. And he made a proclamation to the Olam. He said, where can I get the most beautiful Esrog? You know, he was shopping and, so asking him, where can I get the most beautiful Esrog? So we were walking down and we kept bumping into him again and again and again. And then we finally decide to go into a certain store. We go into a certain store to an Esrog vendor. So we go into the store, and so the first thing I ask is, who gives the hashkacha on these Esrog? So Balabayas says, no, there is no hashkacha on these Esrog. But once I heard that, I was about to walk out. But then the Balabas said to us, he says, no, wait 1 second before you walk out. And he told two people who were rabbinic figures who were there. He said, tell these boys about my esrog. So one of them said, yeah, these esrogans pasha. You see, a hechsher means that you had a shaila. It's like Basar Shahor B'chacham. These esrogim are glut. They have no, there's no shaila about them. And so I said to one of them, you know, what's your name? So it turned out this was Rav Eliezer Wachfelder. So then I apologized to him. I said, I apologize to Rav. I didn't speak in third person to the Rav. I didn't know who the Rav was. So he said, no, you don't have to apologize. Someone's telling you that something is good. You have a right to know who they are. So it turns out these esrogim were Moroccan esrogim. And in Morocco, it's a big discussion about the Moroccan esrogim. The Satmar hold very much from the Moroccan esrogim. See, the problem with the Moroccan esrogim is they don't have any seeds. So some want to say they don't have seeds. That's a raya that they're murkav. There's no seeds in them. But Rav Harfenis wrote a whole sefer on the Moroccan esrogim. He says, no, the Moroccan esrogim, they don't have seeds. It's not because there's no, it's murkav. It's because it's so hot in Morocco that when it gets fertilized to make the seed, the heat doesn't allow the seed to be produced. So Taka, he convinced me. He convinced me to get the esrog. He was there, I think, with Rav Gerelich's son, Rav Abba Gerelich, that's all. And but that was the word he said to us. He said, "These esrogim don't need a hechsher. They're better than that." I'm not saying we shouldn't have things with a hechsher, but I'm saying that was the story that. But that's what the B'nai Yisoscha says. The B'nai Yisoscha says that that if you have a din of bittel, it's mutal gamri, and you shouldn't be machmer. You shouldn't be machmer, even though the Gemara says v'achalti b'behema shahora b'chacham, that was a malyusa, that you didn't eat from a behema shahora b'chacham. He says ha'in davke b'milsa the talia b'svara. That's only that something that's totally a psak required a svara. But if it wasn't something that's totally besvara, then there's no svara here. It's bittul barach, no svara, pashut. That's the. What do you mean? That's not a svara. Chazal have a tradition that this is how you understand the pasuk. That's not a svara. That's the tradition of how you understand the pasuk of Chumash. Now, not everyone agrees with this Bnei Yisachar. If you look at the Issa V'Heter, Issa V'Heter is one of the classic svarim on Yerideya. So look what he says. The Dafka, page 32. Dafka l'hosiv l'horos treifas acheres. Yezer el l'shamon chacham. Also. I want to add treifas more than the one chacham mentioned. From the m'rotza l'hachmer l'atzwa shal olechol mi behema v'of. But we call dover shenishal olav chacham. O mitavshil shenofal o nimtza bo isim b'chlisheni o b'chli rishon b'yeh shishim. But you want to be machmer, even on something that has shishim, bottle of shishim. O basar achagvina b'osu suda, kol ki agav no hachir atzimam kol dover kiyar, harashus b'yado. So this is a v'heter says that if you want to, it's to add treifas that don't exist, you know, there are certain treifas, that's one thing, but you want to be machmir on things that you could be machmir.
I mean, who is the Isser V'Heter? Is it Rishon?
So, this is V'Heter Rabbeinu Yonah, but some point out that it's not the same Rabbeinu Yonah, but it's a Kadmon. It's, you know, it's an early Sefer. It's like this is V'Heter is, you know, it's quoted in the Shach, this is V'Heter. You know what I mean? It's like, and this discussion is quoted in the Piskei Tshuva. Take a look on page 33. Sifkat Yud. Beginning your day, Kenim Nofel is Chlishenim Chlivishon Yeshishim Cholki Adam Hakatim Called Over Kier Bitzri Adam Lashon Isu V'Heter. So he quotes that Isu V'Heter. But look in the bottom now. Last three lines. Shekhasa b'shem shuvra isi b'solos l'mincha. You see in the Piskei Tshuva here on page 33? Shuvra isi b'solos l'mincha klal ayin vav din ches. Shekhasa b'shem taras ashem. Demisha rotza l'hachmi linog isi b'dova shalom matzino shechbira amaroi. Hamashin is batal b'shishim o b'chlisheni. Avi kemo apikorsis. Yotza schoro v'hefseido. It's apikorsis. So that's a fascinating machlokes here. Okay, you want to see the solus on the different side? Page 34. One second. Let's see page 34. One second. Ken hechen achehu kumo minus. Kosef toros chatas. Not... Arosal Hachman Hinog is a Bedovish alone Matsinum and Hechmir Amoroi, from Russian is Batel, Beshishim, and Clichedi, and become a Minus. Minus is Apicorsis. Yatas Harb have said, Low commercial cost of Isabet. Adamin Lohalti behaves or Bachamain is for the Nafshe.
That's the same thing. Svar the Nafshe. Bachacham says a Svara, so it's his Svara. But, you know, as far as, you know, could come here, you know, as far, you could say as far, but, you know, who knows? As far could be wrong. As far could be wrong.
So if you want to be machmir, not to rely on somebody's svara, you could be machmir. But shishim is not a svara. That's a din. It's a kula. Rabbi Willard once said this phrase, not necessarily this context. He said, you know, you have a, he said certain things are a kula sheinat tzibur yicholim lamud. You know, that you know, the phrase is a chumra sheinat tzibur yicholim lamud. You know, but certain things are, like Rabbi Willard said, are a kula sheinat tzibur yicholim lamud. They can't, you know, verstehen such a kula. And Pashtus is there wouldn't be any Tumtum Halev. Okay. Oh. So now, so we discussed okay, so now let's see the Rashi. The Rashba argues. The Rash said that one person, you have the three hamburgers, the two McDavids and the one McDonald's. So the Rash says you can get them all and eat them all at one time. One person at one time.
Deluxe.
Deluxe. Jumbo deluxe. So says the Rashba, no. Where's the Rashba? Page 12. Now, those that are learning Yoredei for the first time, you have to realize how the Rashba is. This Sefer, the Rashba wrote Chidushim, you know, on the Gemara. But this is the Rashba's Halacha Sefer. He's called the Torah Habayis. So the inside here is the Rashba, this part here. See? This is the Rashba. And then on the side is the Berak Habayis. The Berak Habayis was written by the Ra'ah. So the Ra'ah has a critique on the Rashba. Because the Rashba made the bias. He made the house. That's his parish in the middle. And the Ra'ah says, you know, your house has a couple of cracks here, a couple of leaks here. You know, it's problematic. That's the Berak Habayis. The Rashba fights back, Mishmeres Habayis. He protects his house. He stands up for what he believes in. Okay? So the Torah Habayis, the Berak Habayis, the Mishmeres Habayis, and then the Bayis Kotzer is also by the Rashba, like an abbreviation or some shorter things that he's saying. So he says, you know, Kamara, he defends the Sefer. Meaning, he wrote the Torah Habayis. The Ra'ah said, no, you made all these mistakes. So we have to Berak Habayis. We have to fix up the house. And the Rashba says, no, Mishmeres Habayis. I stand by what I say. No mistakes. Yeah, sort of like the Shovei Zasivus, right? That Ellie's saying that the Ktsos wrote a perish, and the Deceivus argues that the Ktsos comes back and he answers the Deceivus' questions. Yeah. So we're not going to do the whole Rashba now, but let me show you the key line. Let's do page 12, the first word on the line. It's the last of the thin lines. Aval, the line that begins of Aval. Aval yovish be yovish. Shu yochol lechol kol chaticha b'fnei atzma. Ochol kol chaticha b'fnei atzma. Uch ochol zu ani omer lo zuhi hasura. Chem chol achas. Uch ochol achron shem chulam ani omer asher kvar nechol ayar isa. Zo shel heter. Zichach ochol kol achas b'fnei atzma ve'enu choshesh. Kevin yesham kidei shir bitol b'raisu with the riddle chavetrei. He says that when you eat the three pieces, you have to eat each one individually. So at each time, you could say, this is the kosher one. This is the kosher one. So you can't eat them all at once. You always have to have a tliya that you could always say that what I'm eating now is the kosher one and the treif. So you could always, at any given point, you could always say it was the other piece that was treif. So, but at the end of the day, you ate all of them. So you say, what? Right. So we're going to have to understand that. But that's his yisod. In other words, he's not requiring, you see, you're saying like this. If he would say you have to give it to three different pieces, people, so that each one could say, you know, you ate the drink, not me. So he says, no, you can have one person eat all three, but not at the same time. Not at the same time. Yeah. Harvey?
So basically, if I understand correctly, if he's eating the entire deluxe at once, there's no way for him to say that there is treif in here. Basically, as opposed to the Rush, who says it's all nepach leheter, right? So the Rosh says
Rosh is nepach leheter, so there's no treif here.
Right. So the Rosh says that no, there is Isser somewhere. But you can rely on the fact that there is bittul, assuming you don't eat it all at once, because if you're eating it all at once, There definitely is isser in there, as opposed to saying it could be somewhere else.
And the question is, what's the svar of the Rosh? But the Rosh makes a lot of sense, because the Rosh is saying that's the xeris akosel. So you're talking eating treif, but the treif is the sapek. But obviously, the Rosh was not saying that, because if it was the sapek, then why should there be any limitations? Okay, so that's what we're going to have to understand. We're not going to have time today for me to explain to you the Rosh Brashita, but that's the Rosh Brashita, that it has to be eaten zachar zeh. The shaila is that a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan of this din of the Rosh? Reb Nachum Sauer pointed out once, Reb Nachum Sauer from L.A., he once gave a whole shiur pointing out that the pashup shot in the Rashba is only a din d'rabbanan. So if it's a din d'rabbanan, so, you know, midaraisa in Achanami, he would agree to the Rosh, it's only a din d'rabbanan. But I once heard a shiur in the Satmar Shul, Hadley Street, to go on Cholamayed the Sukkos to hear shiurim there. And Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Bick would always give a shiur. So one sukkah, Rabbi Yeshua Cohen gave a shiur there. Rabbi Yeshua Cohen is known as what? Who? Yeah. Oh, this guy knows. His name, he wrote a sefer. The Feld calls him Shas Cohen. Shas Cohen. Kerem Yeshua.
Kerem Yeshua.
Yeah. So. And one of my he's a Rebbe in the Breslov Yeshiva in Yerushalayim called Chut Shal Chesed, Rav Arusha's Yeshiva. Chut Shal Chesed. And so, but one Cholamoy Sukkos, I heard him give a shiur. He was giving a shiur in Bittel Schach. It was about it, but he talked about this Rashba and Rosh. So he pointed, again, I'm not explaining too much now, because I don't have enough time to, Bez Hashem, on Wednesday, I'll explain more about Arichas. But he says that that there's a gra. He says it's not a Bavusta gra. It's not so famous. But the gra seems to say that the Rash Mashita is a Dindaraisa. That is the Dindaraisa, if you eat it with Vasachas, you violated the Dindaraisa. So that makes things much more difficult. Because if it's Daraisa, so then how can you let one person eat? You know, and so why does it work? You know, what's, why should there be a concept of not eating it with basach? If at the end of the day, you're going to be eating it. So mali basachas, mali not basachas. So if you say it's a chumra midrabanan, maybe. But if you want to say it's a din daraisa, then we have to think of why should it be. So basically, his word is from the Gra. We'll see inside that it's like a din tliya. That bittul works like a tliya. That you always have to be able to say that the issur was someplace else.
So was again for.
They're all kosher, but they're all kosher. But at any given time, you have to be able to say that there wasn't treif now.
Then why could one person eat all three?
Because at every given time, he has a right to say that we told it that. It
yeah,
was,
but by the time he's on the third one, then the
he ate all of them. Right. Yeah, right. So that's what we have to be mivar. But that's what the Vilna Gaon seems to say, Pshat, and that's what Shas Cohen said at that shir. He says that that's the gross Pshat of the Rashba, that it's a din daraisa.
He said the Rashba is going like it's really
trait.
But
no, but the Shari Yosher is not talking about a one piece of meat in the street. This is
If you go to the Rashba, then it's actually
to say that it's a trait, but it's a wonder. So if you're eating a trait. Yeah, okay. So I'm just getting it. So this is the famous machlokas, the Rosh of the Rashba. The Rosh permits eating three bevasachas. The Rashba says has to be zachar zeh. We have to mivar it more and more, and there are more shitas. There's more shitas. We didn't finish with all the shitas. And then we discussed the other machlokas between the Ben Yisaskar and the Yosef Heter, whether a person can decide they want to be machmir or not.
And then again, to that, it also depends who, if there's no machlokes. But once you have two shitas, if it's bottle or not, if one gobble says yes, one gobble says not.
Right. But the question is, with the Rosh and the Rashba, they both agree at the end of the day. No, it was, say a person wants to be machmir, I'm not going to eat anything. I'm not going to eat it. In other words, the Rashba also says you could eat it as long as it's not, you know, b'vasachas. The Rosh says even b'vasachas, but they both agree that you can eat it. We'll see. There might be more shitas that say, you know, whatever. But the shita that is saying that you could be machmir is even for all the shitas. Still, you don't want to face. So that's a chiddush that you still, you know, be machmir, you know. Like Yosef Katan said, he can understand where you could be machmir, like Rav Shimon Shkop, because Rav Shimon Shkop says if one piece of meat in the street, and then the Gal Milsalam Afreya, that it was taka treif, then you need kapara. So then taka, maybe you could, Yosef Katan said, maybe you could be machmir not to get involved in the first place. If you need. But here, everyone agrees you don't need kapara. So then why can't you be machmir?
Maybe, according to Rashba, within the rules of Bittul Barol, there's a parameter of Tliya. You have to have Tliya as well.
Right. So that's what
part of it.
That's what the Brona is going to explain to Rashba, that that Bittul Barov needs Tli. It's not just a simple thing of Hetin is Hapich.
Isn't that the halacha by Truma?
Yeah, by Truma, Yesh Laharim. You have to take one thing out. We didn't even talk about it. Is there a din of Yesh Laharim by Bittul B'Yisurim, but not Truma? See, by Truma, it's Gezel Hashem. It's Mominous. So you have to give one piece of Truma falls in, you have to give one to the Kohen, because if you're going to say Bittul, then he's going to lose out on his Mominous, on his Truma. But by
Israel, why doesn't Bittul help belongs to me?
So it's no Mominous issue. So is there a concept of Yesh Laharim? So that we're going to talk about also.
But I could hear that Bittul helps on Mominous too.
That's a separate discussion, whether Bittul works by Mominous. And, you know, Mamone in the bottle, we've discussed that with corporations by that. You have a partnership. Okay, everyone, so we're going to stop that now. But there still need more B-Rooms. We didn't finish with this packet. So it's good to see you all.